too much liquor.
Yeah, Facts of Cap Podcast, episode 73. We back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 73.
Yeah, Leroy here, as usual. What's new? He back. Hey, cameraman got a mic, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We here. We moving on
check,
up.
Check.
That's all
check.
He got.
That's all he got for us is a check, check, check.
Mom spaghetti.
All right, man. All right, man. First, RIP to Demaryius Thomas. Y'all know it's wide receiver champion for the Denver Broncos.
Straight out of Georgia Tech.
Georgia boy. You know, middle Georgia. I think young, from around that area.
Young man, 33 years old. Man.
Only 33. Passed away. From what I hear, he had a cardiac arrest. In the shower. I also heard that he was in a real bad accident. He already suffered from seizures, and I heard that this like really set his seizures off again.
What the accident did?
Yeah, the accident. And apparently he even took precautions to like move his family closer to him, you know, because you never know when you could have a seizure. So he wanted people there with him, you know. So I guess maybe they did like a welfare check, or a family member or something came and found him in the shower, passed away. So, you know, RIP to him,
man. I mean, sad story, it's just crazy. They're getting younger and younger. And I mean,
shit's incredibly sad, man. That man, one of the best wide receivers of his time.
He just retired last year, I think.
He came in with the Julios and all, and
he retired 2019.
What's my man name that played for Cowboys?
AJ
Green and
Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
No, they came in from the Cowboys. Bryant.
Dez Bryant.
Like, he was up for like the first 4 or 5 years. He was up there with them. You know what I'm saying? He's most known for that Tim Tebow overtime slant route. He took it to the house.
And then when Peyton Manning got there, that man was 1,500 yards.
If he had a couple more years, if Peyton Manning could stick around for a couple more years, he's for sure a Hall of Famer.
Peyton Manning was not sticking around that long. You know,
I'm saying if he played with Peyton with those abilities and he stayed around a couple more years.
A Super Bowl run, he wasn't sticking around.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. Mm. You know,
shouts out to Demaryius Thomas. Prayers up to the family, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that he's already going to be a ring of honor with Denver. So,
oh yeah,
RIP to him, man.
Played with the Jets too. He did.
Yeah, he played with the Jets. Jets, right? No, I'm sure he don't even remember that.
Yeah, he played in 2019.
Yeah, here we go. So, RIP to Slim 400.
400.
That one right there, man. That
shit
really
fucked
hurt
up, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I know a lot of people probably might not even know really too much about him, but like,
oh, YG artist.
If you a big YG fan, you know,
that's
a big YG.
Say 400. That's what you talking about.
Yeah, no, well, that's like their brand, 400.
Oh,
so it's, you know, he's Slim 400. You know,
okay.
It's like NBA YoungBoy.
Gotcha.
Let me ask you something. How many other rappers is on Empire? Cause them niggas dropping like flies,
right? Bro. You seen? I said that right. Like, Mo 3.
Damn.
King Von, Young Dolph, Slim 400. All on Empire, all done died in the last year.
Most three, change. King Von, Slim,
Young Dolph,
and Dolph.
All right, who else on there that we...
Nigga, I don't want to know who on there. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know.
Matter of fact, if you on there, you might want to think about...
You might want to get up out that contract.
But, bro, like, I accidentally saw the video. Like I said, it just...
Was he getting dragged?
No, I think he was trying to grab the gun from the nigga.
Wait, can y'all explain what happened?
Okay, so he was, first of all, you know, he's from Compton. He was murdered in Inglewood. And I think he has ties to Inglewood, too, because I've seen him, like, he did a documentary of kind of like his roots. And I think he got a lot of family in Inglewood, because I seen he took Adam 22 to Inglewood and stuff. You know, Inglewood is full of bloods. But I guess where they at, it's a danger zone, because they beef with, like, the Rolling 60s Crips and the 8-Tray Gangsta Crips. Over there in Inglewood, in that particular area.
See, the movie wasn't lying. The Wood, Stacy.
Yeah, you can't play like that, bro.
Can't wear the light blue.
No, you can't wear nothing. So, he was over there. So, he was over there, basically. It looked like in the video, he's just chilling. He got a charger. I think he was chilling in his charger, his challenger or something. You know how niggas just be sitting in a car? You know, he might have been smoking. I don't know what he was doing. But he was sitting in the car. You could see the dude literally walking behind him with the gun out. And he walks up on him, and I could just see him. All of a sudden, you see the dude backing up, and he's shooting. And you can see Slim kind of taking bullets and trying to, it's like he's trying to get to him to get the gun or whatever. And he just shot him down dead in the yard in whatever residential area he was at.
Film?
Yeah. It was on film on the ring.
On the ring camera. It makes it even more fucked up. Remember, he just got shot 9 times.
He got shot 2 years ago, like 8-9 times, and survived. And he's talking about how you got to, you know, you got to change the way you move. You got to do this and do that.
He might have been at his people house, went outside to go make a phone call, honestly, smoke.
I guess it makes me wonder, like, I guess specifically, what did he do to make a nigga just walk up and shoot him?
Is it just rap? I don't even know.
I guess my mind goes, is it personal or is it really just being a rapper? I can't
tell from that video.
You can't really tell, bro. You know, people, you know, some people just want to kill him just to kill him. Some people might, he might have did dirt we wouldn't know about. Right. And then, you know,
they're like, niggas love knocking out rap niggas.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Niggas take a pleasure on killing rappers. Rap niggas,
so. But the way that he killed that nigga, it was like, it just seemed like it had to be personal for you to just keep shooting the nigga. Like,
well, I think he was just shooting him to put him down because at least he was just shooting him to put him down because he was eating them bullets. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, your adrenaline get the pumping.
Yeah.
And he's like literally on his knees and he could just see him just keep coming towards him and he's just shooting him. You know, so I don't know, man. I said this on my reaction page, Big Just Reactions. I think at this point, bro, if you a gangster rapper, bro, it's time for you to just leave your hood and don't go back, bro.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but
it's happening.
I think it's just time to just leave the hood, bro. You don't go back. You want to see your family. Bring Big Mama to you. Yeah. Bring Big Mama to you.
Big Mama ain't getting on that plane.
Big Mama going to get on that plane until we're going to Honolulu.
You think he got his kind of bag to bring people with him?
I'm not saying. I don't know if he got that type of bag, but you know what? He shouldn't be sitting up in Inglewood. I mean, I don't know what he could do. Get your cousin, bring Big Mama to your house.
San Diego.
I'm sure he didn't live in the hood. I'm not saying he just lived in like some huge mansion, but you got to stay away, bro, for real.
Shit, you ain't heard YG though, have you?
Nah, I don't know how.
I don't think he's going to come out and
say
that.
You're probably going to hear from YG for a second. You know, that was one of his homies.
That's like
his artist. His
right hand right there.
Right hand man. You know what I'm saying? If you ever watch the movies that YG made, Slim 400 in there. You watch the interviews.
I want to watch that shit today, man.
Yeah, Slim 400 is his artist, so, you know, prayers up for YG, prayers up for his family, you know, his kids. It's sad, man. Everybody just taking these people away like they don't got people and mouths to feed, so. Mm-hmm. All right, man, so let's get to academics, man. It's two different. Academics had an eventful week. So academics went on Gilly and Wallow, $1 million worth of game podcast. And one of the talking points they were trying to tell him is, you know, academics, you be in a lot of beef with a lot of artists and just people. And we don't mind you basically, you know, taking up for yourself, defending yourself. But it kind of seems like you antagonize the situation, like you talk tough. In the situations, it's kind of like you inviting trouble, like you built like that. And they're saying, like, you wasn't built, you're not built like that. Like Gilly said at one point, he said, listen, like, I come from the street. If I have beef with a nigga in the street, I'm prepared for that anywhere I go. Like, if I'm in the grocery store, I'm ready for it to be on. Like, are you willing to do that? And he basically was saying, you're not built like that. At one point, they even tried to call my son.
That shit went left.
You know, he had points. I think academics had points for saying, like, he's a man, but he wanted to defend himself, but he really wasn't trying to listen on the podcast to their points.
So, let me speak on the non-street side point of view. It's essentially, he feels like they're only holding one side accountable. It's basically saying, if you're a street nigga, you're allowed to talk tough. From what I understand, academics, yeah, sometimes he goes... His mouthpiece can get a little bit tough, but I think he clearly said he's willing to deal with the consequences that come with it. He's asking him to pull up. So Gilly keeps saying, bro, you know, niggas die here. They're like, yeah, but he's saying, bro, I'm not saying I'm the toughest bro in the fucking world, but what I'm saying is I'm calling, I guess he learned from 6ix9ine.
Yeah,
he keep calling
the point.
These rappers, their face card out. Like, what's up? Like, he's talking all this tough shit. Come do something about it.
So, yes, I agree with what you're saying. That's his perspective, right? I just look at it. I think they was looking at it like, we're having a conversation with you because you're on our show. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily like, I don't know how they would talk to my son or Meek Mill or whoever he had beef with. on the show, but I think they were saying, like, we're talking to you because you're on the show. Academics one time got on the address, I mean, got on Twitch and told my, put out his address and said, I'm here every day, 3262, da da da, pull up. They're trying to say, you're messing with niggas from the street. You say you pull in a car, but that shit can happen, basically.
Whether my side do it or don't do it.
Yeah. I feel like Ag is saying he's prepared for niggas to pull up.
And you know what? That's cool, but like, don't say niggas didn't tell you. That's all they're trying to say.
Because they're saying you don't have to be a street nigga to have own a gun, to own security.
I mean, you don't, but at the same time, the street nigga don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck about going to jail.
Like, listen, I respectfully agree with what he's saying, but I think that he could have at least tried. He wasn't.
He could have listened more.
Like, he wasn't even trying to listen.
He don't do that with everybody. He do that with the people he feel.
No,
like
because see, this is where we're gonna get into. Let's just get to it. You didn't see the Fresh and Fit clip.
No.
So, couple days later, he's on Fresh and Fit podcast. Fresh and Fit podcast is an up and coming podcast with two podcasters, Fresh and Fit, right?
Boys, male.
They're both male. Okay. They kind of is kind of like on. They're out of Miami. They is the way they set it up is like it'll be y'all and it'll be eight girls, bad girls, just Instagram models and stuff around them, right? And everybody got a mic and everybody's giving their opinion and stuff like that, right? So they talk about high value, man. They in that lane. So, he has a real good academic has a real good relationship with them. So he was on their podcast. Sometimes he uses their studio when he's in Miami to interview people in Miami. So basically, they're on the Fresh and Fit podcast. They got the women around. One of the girls, I guess she was on the podcast talking, and like a lot of her opinions were like God related, and I'm this, I'm that. Now, mind you, she's an Instagram model, so people are, you know, that brings it to. And she was drunk and she was loud. So at one point, the girl says, all right, in the middle of the podcast, she says, hey, guys, I got to go. I got to make sure that my child is tucked into bed tomorrow, whatever, right? She's very outspoken. So she's about to leave. Academics says, so you got a child out of wedlock? Triggers her, right?
That's going to trigger any woman.
It triggers her. So she's saying, like, no, I got a child out of wedlock, but, you know, what about you? Because he's saying, you like not holier than thou. So she's saying, like, well, you overindulge in drinking, you gluttony, and all kind of other stuff, right? She's trying to call out. Eventually, she gets out of control, and he gets out of control. He's standing up, because she's out. First of all, she's the main one in the room. We're going to get out of the way, right? Clearly, we can all see they're trying to, Fresh and Fit, they're all trying to get her out of there. Academics is still standing up, going on and on. At one point, he says, you a bitch ass hoe. He's standing up with the mic. Hey, yo, shorty, you a bitch ass hoe. I can get a girl to come over here and beat your ass. La da 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 da. He's going in.
So,
like,
so is the academic a gangster?
He's talking real gangster.
The only thing I would say out of context is academics has a history for niggas of going hard on hoes. If you ever follow his Twitch, that's just kind of his MO. He goes hard.
So let me finish what's going on.
Sound like a normal bitch.
So no. So let's finish what's going on. So they getting her out of the loop. They got all kind of screens. You can see her going at one point, going into her purse, and she's like pulling something out. You couldn't really see, but he got on Instagram and confirmed she pulled out a gun and cocked it. He comes around, and from what he said on Instagram, he said she pulls out a gun. It's a security guard right here, Myron, who's fit from Fresh and Fit. He used to be an ex-federal agent.
Myron.
He pulls out a gun. Academics doesn't have a gun. She has a gun. It's cocked. It's ready to ride. He tells her, do it, shorty. Do it.
This nigga want to get killed. He's going to be a legend.
He said, he was like, she don't even realize that niggas is around her with guns. You know, that's
sounds,
him.
Sounds like he know what he talking right, about. Bro.
One thing you can't
trust. I'm not trusting nobody else to pull no gun for me.
You can't trust no, especially a woman with a gun.
All I'm just saying is I didn't watch the video. I'm just saying if he's so confident and he said to do his homeboy had a license, he know what to do.
Nah,
but you,
that,
okay, man. You trusted somebody. Somebody's about to shoot you.
Yeah,
you
I'm not saying
gonna
why.
You're going to tell her to shoot you because you
that
think
that
they can get you.
That whole scenario wasn't wise. Why are you arguing with her that long? But he's academics. He's drunk. That's his MO.
So that's the point. What we're saying is that
I think he got a problem with arguing with women.
The tough talk, I think he drinks a little too hard. Because I think the liquor turned him into somebody else.
The tough talk, we're going to be having this RIP talk if he keep it up.
Period. I say that, you say that to anybody.
I'm just saying, like,
tough niggas die every day.
Yeah, no, we agree, nigga. We agree.
But if you do it, you keep inviting niggas to certain situations.
I guess what I guess
nigga told his address on Twitch.
I think people feel like he's not built like that. I don't look at it that way.
Take the street shit out of it.
All of it. It's not good.
He's talking too much shit to anybody. You ain't got to be a street nigga.
Well, the reason niggas say he not built like that, I feel like this. It was a pivotal moment where he started acting like this. Before he met 6ix9ine, he was pussy. When he was when Vic Mensa said, "Yo, you a bitch ass nigga, I want to slap you."
In what context?
It was what context? When the Migos and all that shit jumped off at the Complex Con or wherever the fuck it was, he was. That's been memed.
But he's never.
But now, and he used to say it. I'm on the bitch nigga. This is what I am.
But he's never, like, in person had that energy with any male, ever. That's all it was.
So you're a bitch ass nigga.
But he beef. What's the nigga he always beefing with on Twitter though? Like this.
Well, he got the hard on thoughts. He loves.
Yeah, he's been hard on thoughts. That's what I'm saying. I seen one of the pop because it's like a round. It's like a not a round table, but they're like in a room. Was all. I seen something like that. So he has a history. If he watches Twitch, he has a history of having that energy when it comes to girls.
Yeah,
I don't understand why, bro. You're never gonna win an argument with a woman. I don't understand why.
I just think that I think it all falls in line to just tough talk. The way that just if you look, see you haven't seen you didn't see the video. If you look at the video, just his posture, and the way that he's standing, and the way he's talking to her, it was like, oh, you really think that you like this is you?
I guess
when you look at it,
I understand what y'all saying. I guess me, I just don't care if a nigga feel like he that way.
Like, no, I mean,
like it's just if he gonna choose to do that, then
listen. Then the only when that girl put a gun on him, no, but see, you don't. We're not saying that we care like that. We're saying that there's people that care about him, that are trying to talk to him and tell him out of just the love.
See, I don't think it's that. I think people get offended that when the niggas not tough, act like he tough.
Did you listen to?
I don't think that's what Gillian was on though.
They was because really Wallo, like yo, like on some peace shit, like. Hey, we need peace all around. They wasn't saying.
I mean, there's ways to do that. I feel like I watched it like with Wallo, like, listen, like a nigga like Academics, I understand when you had an argument with somebody, and you want to win the argument, you can't just like they had my song on the phone, right? My song gave his peace. He's so wild.
Yeah, they're telling him to shh. Yeah, and listen.
But not just that. My song said it was one sided. My song said what Academics did was wrong. Wallo thinking he's doing the right thing. Hey, can you just apologize for that?
Yeah, no, that's I didn't agree with that. Not the right time to I didn't that. Agree with that. And just when you're on camera, and this, first of all, the conversation shouldn't happen on camera for the first time.
He went, and that wasn't it.
I get their intentions, but I think they let it go on too long.
They have a debate on whether who's right or who's wrong. So it's not going to be based on what he was saying. You did me wrong. You did me wrong.
So what he was saying, because what he was saying to my son, my son was trying to say to him is like. I said stuff that's fact. I didn't speak on your business. He said, "Well, you spoke on my business." So I get the back and forth between that.
It's like either way, my son, you gonna feel you right. Academics, you gonna feel you right.
Yeah,
having that back and forth from that phone, that moment is not gonna.
It was not the right time.
It's not the right time.
I agree with that. I just think I disagree with is just him before they were on the conversation, before they was on the phone and stuff. Just them particularly. Trying to tell him, hey, listen, we don't even, because Gilly said, we don't mind you going back and forth, but we just kind of looking out for your well-being. Like, he put out his address on Twitch.
I mean, it was stupid.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah, that's dangerous. That's like, this is where my studio is at. I'm here every day, this time in the morning. Come on now.
Yeah, anybody can get touched.
Now you got the folks at the studio. The
niggas that he beefing with.
Yeah. The niggas that work at the studio and the security. Now you got beef up security.
But I just think, like, to your point, him running around with 6ix9ine, got in his mind these rappers ain't like that.
Yeah.
But Freddie Gibbs is not like that. My son's not like that. He feel
it only take one person. In the end, yeah, you got fans, you got people that do something to you.
He got fam, you got niggas in the street.
It worked both ways.
He feel like he untouchable, bro. Like I ain't gonna say any nigga could be touched. Point blank.
Yeah. I guess my thing is say that to everybody then. Not just that. Any rapper talking to anybody acting stupid.
But you would assume them niggas already know the consequences. They trying to help act out because put you it like live this. That life. No, I'm gonna say
this. That's the part where this is why I rebuttal. This is why I rebuttal. If the rappers, they come in acting like that. You know what I'm saying? This is what they say. This is who they say they are from the beginning. We've seen you say that you're not like this. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, do you think because you have security, this is going, you know what I'm saying? Listen, ask yourself, is security willing to take bullets for you? Some security ain't. Yeah, you don't know how people live when we get to that.
Right.
So.
I agree.
I don't know. We'll see, but let's move on, man, to... We finally got a verdict to this whole Jussie Smollett situation, and they found him guilty on 5 out of 6 charges.
Let's rewind for a second.
What's more about this, bro?
When y'all first heard this, like when you broke on Twitter, what was y'all thoughts?
He full of shit.
You initially thought he was right full here. Of shit. Damn, initially,
this is what I thought.
Cap, cap, the cap.
Nigga, you got good hair, nigga. What you talking about?
Come on, bro. Nigga, what's good hair?
Hey, listen.
Hey, it ain't my hair.
I'm the type of nigga, I always try to wait. Wait, don't respond first.
You ain't say that shit about Tori?
I did. What did I say about
Tori? No, he was kind of like in between.
That's my nature.
He was kind of in between. Saying. That type of shit. Cause when you started trying to make points, shit. He was laughing at you. He was laughing at me.
Can't wait till they find that nigga not guilty, but that's something
else. Well, we already discussed that, but we'll discuss
that. I guess what I'm trying to say is there was people, maybe that's even in his house, that felt he was innocent.
Who?
Jussie? Hey, I'm talking about Jussie, or?
I'm saying where the mics, how far the mics go. I'm just saying. It just now everybody on that bad wagon. Oh, we knew he was guilty. It was a whole big debate. On Twitter, that first day.
So you remember what's the show that? Oh, you're talking about your sister.
You need to get on camera.
Come on. Say your piece.
Now we got a group of family. They taking her out.
So, I never thought he was particularly innocent. I just said the information we had at the time is not enough to be 100% sure that he was guilty.
Okay.
That's all.
So that's like a little bit of medium.
No, I'm just like, I need to see the evidence first in that case.
I kind of agree with her. But what happened? Okay, so what happened when you seen the big swole African dudes going and getting duct tape and all that and stuff? And they was associated with him. Like, what did you think? I was like,
that's weird. That's suspicious.
But he still ain't.
I was like, I'm still like, he's still I was more so on the conviction side. Like, he's not going to go to jail based on that video.
He still ain't going to go to jail.
He's legally guilty.
He got 5 felonies?
He gonna do probation. He ain't got no record. I don't think he's gonna go to jail, bro.
So I think a couple of misdemeanors.
I think he's going to jail.
What are those felonies, though? You might do like 6 months.
Reporting on false police report. No, he ain't no time for that. Stuff like that. It ain't nothing huge.
All right, is that police commissioner still there from when the whole case started?
Yeah, that nigga kind of want his
head. Because if he's still there, he going to jail.
That nigga want him.
That nigga want his head, yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I remember that.
Over here fucking wasting my resources for the city. We got a war in Chicago now.
Damn, shit. Go to right there to O Block. They ain't been over there.
Niggas was like, who go to Subway at 2 a.m.? And then it was just like, I'm the gay Tupac. He was riding too hard.
Like it was a publicity thing. He really, I think he was
trying to do.
I'm gonna tell y'all what he did.
What's his next?
He movie? Really fell into his character on Empire for real.
Keeping it real,
because he was trying to just because he was about to get kicked off the show. They was about to get his character out of there. Remember? And that's when it happened.
How did that show end?
Bro? I stopped watching after the first season.
Right, me too, bro.
I don't know. They said that was the last season after he did that shit.
Right,
They wrote him off.
They wrote him off, and then they brought him back and said, this is the last season.
Oh, you know what? They brought him back?
We're just going to end it.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, shit. Something to that nature, if I'm not mistaken.
He about to fuck his sister after career.
That sounds crazy.
But he said what?
He said he was about to fuck his sister. His sister was in a slavery show.
She was in a lot of shit. She was in Roll Bounce.
That and the Tyler Perry movie.
She was in Mississippi Burning, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She was in that too.
Yeah,
Family Matters.
She the real star. That nigga the gay Tupac.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
She need to change her last name.
So he was guilty on 5 charges. So we all agreed that nigga was guilty.
Guilty as hell.
They said he kept the noose on his neck the whole time.
Yeah, like you still got the noose on your neck when the police arrived.
I feel like anybody that do some shit like that, lie about getting raped, And anything that's just lying to get somebody else locked up, nigga, give him the max sentence.
Hey, what was the max? What was max? The name of max. The show that when
nigga, why you lying? That's max. Worse.
That's a max. That's a little,
she played it at Tyler Perry. Oh yeah, you said.
I just said.
When Joe Budden left Everyday Struggle, what was the name of the show he did on Revolt? What was the name of it again?
Pull Up Show.
No, not the Pull Up.
He the one with Remy Ma
and Scotty Beam.
State of the Culture.
Remember, Scotty Beam was on there at first. She literally left, allegedly, because she felt he was disrespecting Jussie Smollett by calling that shit cap. I wonder how she feels now.
She don't remember that conversation.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. She was terrible on the show, too. I'm glad they got her ass up out of there, low key. But, yeah, so let's move on. Let me get this so we can hear this straight. So Lil Duval put out a tweet.
We gonna start this shit.
And they,
they was on in the motherfucking house tonight.
They was on this nigga's ass, right?
Pause. This nigga walked to the kitchen.
They was on this nigga Lil Duval's ass after this tweet. He put up a tweet and said, "Kodak really up there with Kendrick lyrically, but y'all don't want to hear it though."
He was right about
is that one, facts or cap?
It's facts and it's cap.
What is it?
The cap is Kodak up there with Kendrick lyrically. Y'all don't want to hear it. It's facts.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. These Florida niggas be tripping, bro.
You think it's a little Florida bias?
What they be saying, jit?
Yeah.
Honestly, tripping, nah. I agree. He facts, serious, man. Nigga, but it's only facts because he a Florida nigga and he understand all the shit Kodak's saying. Maybe we missing out on some of the bars this nigga said because we don't understand.
What was that album he dropped on Academics? He was speaking Haitian, so he got Haitian bars and shit. That's what you're trying to say?
Bro, he said shit we just don't get. Put some Kodak on that nigga, right?
Nah, fam. I understand what Kodak be saying. I understand what he's saying. And his bars is not go down the way. I don't think that's his style. It's like just super barred up.
Now, he didn't say he was better. He just said he was up there with him.
I think when he made that Dying to Live album, that's his best album where he's very spiritual in the album. He had just got out of jail. That if you look at that and you compare that to Kendrick's probably worst album, it's not as lyrical. I'm just saying. Now, I think he should have been saying, I think he's saying Kodak music is just as real as Kendrick, like just coming from a Kodak perspective, or maybe he's saying like Kodak could be just as soulful.
What's that rapper talk? You're not conscious.
Yeah, conscious, like he can be just as conscious. Like I think there's other ways to say it. I think the way he said that, I think as far as rapping, just rapping ability, no, he's not there.
It's subjective, I guess.
I get it, but
whoever is like,
bro, rap, I agree
like,
with
Eric for like. Different strokes for different folks. So,
yeah.
If you like the way, I mean, he be rapping. Like, Kodak can rap.
Yeah.
So, but like.
First of all, the dilemma is you're comparing a street rapper to a conscious rapper. That's where it's already getting mixed up. So, usually, but the more Kodak lyrical rappers, the more he's mostly street.
He's mostly that motherfucker bust out in a harmony in a minute.
That's why I said it. Well, I said it, but it's still street.
Y'all, what I'm saying got, is. Like, lyrical breakdowns of Kendrick using multi-syllable words.
We
in the
don't
same
understand
ramp.
What this nigga might be talking about sometimes.
No, you don't. Dummy.
I'm talking about Kodak. Some of the shit we just.
I'm talking shit, bro. I'm talking shit.
I just want to make sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get it. What I'm just trying to say, there's like mathematical shit they say in these 36 bars. This nigga used 8 different rhyme patterns and 8 different syllable pieces, like. Multi-syllabic pieces.
And?
That's lyrics. What the fuck? That's what lyrical ability is.
I call that, bro. I'm trying to get you on the pod, bro. These niggas ain't seeing what I'm trying to do, nigga.
Niggas need to break down Kodak lyrics. Be like, look, this is why he's lyrical.
Wait,
you see?
I know who we need to ask. Chris, what do you think? Speaking to the mic.
I mean, Andre.
Who is more lyrical?
3000 is the most lyrical nigga in the world.
Mm. Come on, bro. Come speak it to the mic. Give us an opinion. You got a mic, nigga. You gonna use this shit today. Who you got?
I plead the fifth.
We spent money to get this guy. Hey,
he just started saying the fifth. We got the receipt. This motherfucker going back to the day.
Man, we gonna get out like Galera.
Kodak can't come in nowhere near close to Kendrick Lamar's lyrics. I don't care if you sit down and break down every Kodak word. First of all, I don't trust the name Kodak, period.
He played it.
Yeah, I remember Kodak back in the day, though.
And then, yeah, it is no
way. What we call Kodak?
I don't trust Floyd nigga opinions.
Damn. The nigga said he do meth, man. Y'all niggas gonna say
he said he tried it.
Man, listen, that's like
different.
No, all right, no, I got flocking. That's
a lyrical with me.
That's old Kodak though.
We, no flocking.
This new Kodak.
The old Kodak is a better 16-year-old Kodak is a better rapper than
that nigga had bars.
Bro, the new Kodak, bro. Sometimes I don't even understand what the nigga be saying. Bro.
That nigga be having that meth on his teeth. He said it.
That nigga.
No, I got meth on my teeth.
That nigga hit me. That nigga had a lyric. On that super gremlin shit. I'm gonna hit you in the
man. You switch stuck a pussy, little bitch.
He do what, Leroy?
This is the hook. What he said? Cause you switch like a little pussy, your bitch.
Yeah,
that was Kendrick. That was Kendrick. Come on, bro. That ain't Kendrick.
Kodak tripping, bro.
Jesus, take the wheel.
That ain't no Kendrick shit. That's all I gotta say.
Nigga lost Jack Boy and then lost his mind.
Jack Boy will be back.
He lost Young Miami.
He never had her. Hey, when she made that Rap Freak song, did y'all hear her diss on him?
Yeah.
She said, I'll never fuck on Lil Kodak.
We never addressed that song. It's too late now.
I mean, it wasn't nothing but like just how to rob the
freaky
version.
Somebody wrote that, huh?
Why she couldn't write it?
Nigga, I don't see her write that, bro.
Nigga, I mean, it wasn't that aggressive, my bro.
It wasn't.
It was a minute and 20 seconds.
It wasn't, but shit, I don't know.
If she can't write a song,
I think JT probably wrote that.
I feel like JT got better bars than him.
Obviously. Why y'all niggas be... Why would
I'm not downplaying it.
No, I'm just saying... No, I'm asking this. Why when it come to women, women rappers do niggas be like,
I didn't
who wrote
say,
that?
I said JT wrote it, because JT couldn't say what she wanted, because she was Lil Uzi.
That shit wasn't even all that impressive to I be like saying it, somebody wrote that shit.
I liked it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit was pretty impressive to me. She was pretty straight.
Shut the fuck up!
She was straight.
I gotta talk to this nigga. I need to see if I can goddamn steal
that. Hey, Kazadi, what did you think about that versus last week, bro? You weren't here. What did you think about it?
Shout out to Bone, man.
Bone.
Yeah, I like Bone, but it ain't.
That was the first versus where nostalgia didn't win. like it made me rethink of everything. Like, I'm sitting here like. I'm thinking this is my thoughts going into it, right?
That's it.
Bone Thugs got like 8. That you can't beat.
Yeah.
Like 8 you can't beat. So I feel like 3-6 came out swinging.
Mm-hmm.
They came up, but they never stopped swinging.
Yeah.
It was like they never stopped swinging. So Bone Thugs be like, okay, yeah, I think that's hard, but what about this?
I don't
remember this.
Because you can't
play. This shit don't go like that.
Because they didn't. These niggas went to keep smoking that degree, fussing and straight to heaven.
I'm like, what?
To this. To ass and titties. And big booty bitches.
I'm like, y'all niggas is getting smoked. I feel like
they got their ass whooped. Like
they should have played some
more. I don't think they did all too, but it would have been like 17-3.
Bruh, niggas was like, they might not have won the song.
They won the Biggie, the Tupac. And then
they play first of the month. Did they play first of the month?
No, they didn't get to play that because they cut the show short.
That's unacceptable.
The Biggie song, the Tupac song, and then what's the R.I.P. song?
Crossroads.
I'm tripping.
I didn't even hear Crossroads, but because man,
when they brought my girl out, when they brought my girl out to say everybody's name.
The one single,
Tucker Brooks
Bone.
They won.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. They brought out Terrence Howard, nigga.
Yeah,
it was a rap.
But Bone Thugs bought out Camille Nell and Lil Jon.
These niggas brought out
that's
Wayne.
That's all they had. They brought out Lil Wayne, my nigga.
Wayne, the biggest artist, has been on
3-6.
But Lil Busy had fucked it up.
His name is not Lil Busy.
Lil Busy Bone.
His name is Busy Bone.
Lil Busy.
They'll call him Lil Busy.
Busy Bone fucked it up.
Hey, but Busy still can rap though.
He saved it for them, to me.
Because he wouldn't have came back on stage. I would have cut that shit off early.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I don't even think he's the best.
Let's move along.
Boom, boom, boom,
so,
boom. So disappointed.
Kanye and Drake, they had that free Larry Hoover concert. Did anybody watch it?
Yeah,
nah,
nigga.
Yep.
From what I heard, Kanye, he was stealing a lot of the time.
He really was.
It's
his concert.
It was his concert, and a special guest was Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drake was on it like the.
But that's what they didn't even say when it come on special guest.
It was a good concert.
No.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed the concert.
I'm really careful, Kanye.
It could be better. I can see that concert being better.
Kanye was yelling in the mic.
Kanye don't remember his lyrics. That's what I hate.
No, when Kanye tried to do Drake lyrics, and that shit was funny.
They said Kanye was avoiding curse words. Yeah. He was screaming.
He don't do curse words.
He was screaming and avoiding curse words.
So, I mean,
I don't think I did.
I got a question about Drake, that situation.
If Drake didn't go in his bag like he was supposed to,
he did.
He could have skipped the CLB songs.
Yeah.
Because we already don't see that. Because Kanye went into the bag. So.
Kanye started from beginning to present.
If Kanye would have hit the Good Fridays, it'd have been a wrap.
That's the only thing. I mean, he didn't hit.
Verses though.
But that's the saying. If it was come to a verses, and that's the closest we probably gonna get to one.
Mm-hmm. So in the verses, you think Kanye smoking Drake?
Off that
20 songs.
He's saying, I guess in that concert.
Yeah, Kanye was smoking Drake.
But Drake held all the way back. Drake wasn't Drake.
Yes.
Where do you
go? All the way to Drake though. Drake
he did.
But Drake still had a couple of hitters that he didn't bring out.
I'm saying Kanye ain't smoking Drake in
that. But that was Kanye's concert.
Neither one
Kanye.
Of them. That's the watch.
He ain't going to like. I mean, he put one off Watch the Throne. He picked one off three off Graduation?
Three off Graduation. I think like
one
two.
One off My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Or two off that.
Two.
Like I said.
I feel like it's easier to do a verse with Kanye.
Like I said, Drake didn't even hit his catalog. Man. Drake just pushed.
Like you want to go R&B, you want to go rap, you want to go.
Because he was just.
You want to go feature.
Last album.
Got over 100 hits.
Scorpion.
Not Scorpion.
You want to go like the new hits, the Scorpions. You want to go to old hits. You want to go to fucking mixtapes.
Nigga, Kanye can do the same shit though.
He don't have to. Kanye, I'm going to use these four off College Dropout. I'm going to use these three off Late Registration. I'm going to use these four off Graduation.
Let me ask y'all a question.
It's easier.
Let me ask y'all a question.
For me, anyway.
So this was 20. Like provided by and sponsored by Amazon.
We got ads?
The stream through Amazon. Is Amazon, do they really give a fuck about freeing Larry Hoover, or was that just about capitalizing off of Kanye and Drake?
Nah, the money they getting off the views is going straight to getting Larry Hoover out.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
But he ain't getting out.
Because on Twitch it was free.
Larry Hoover ain't never getting out.
Shit, I got Amazon Prime. I watched
everything
that bitch
free
today.
On Twitch. Amazon Prime, don't you?
Yeah.
Everything
I watched
free
it for
Twitch.
Free.
It's like Larry Hoover.
Amazon Prime, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's free on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's free on Twitch.
That's what I said. You paid to Sunday watch Night Amazon Football. Prime. It was free on Twitch. But Amazon owns Twitch. So.
Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think? Like,
I don't think they give a fuck about Larry Hoover.
It's
all about the bottom line.
I'm about to say Larry Hoover ain't getting.
Do we think that Larry Hoover is an inch closer from getting free off of this fucking concert?
Nigga, no.
You don't want to ask a real ass question?
What?
Why? You want to free Larry Hoover for?
That's a good question.
Free
I guess they're saying that
Meek
he's
Meek,
innocent.
I can understand.
They saying he's innocent, or they saying that basically
innocent.
Okay, let me finish. They're saying he's either innocent or he's basically
something
outserved his time. Oh. I don't know.
That nigga Kanye was selling jeans for $400. He ain't getting out of jail, bro.
I just don't understand. Yeah, I just don't think. My whole thing is just like. Larry Hoover ain't coming home, bro.
He sold
jeans. I ain't gonna lie to y'all niggas.
Blue jeans.
Y'all getting Amazon there. This is.
That said the word free.
I don't think he's being free, bro. That's just me. I just think it's all a waste of time.
Bro.
Niggas like responsible like you said, for
Amazon,
so much.
Amazon don't give a fuck about Larry Hoover. They just give a fuck about their name being out.
I think LA made more money than anybody, so.
So that was LA?
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was LA or New York.
Where does Pusha T fall in this piece?
That's what I asked.
Fall back, little homie. You're not as valuable as Drake.
And both back. Sides. On the Kanye side and the
Kanye
Drake
side. Fall back, little homie. You're not as valuable as Drake.
Pusha T signed to Kanye.
Yes.
He's like the talent. He's the president.
Yeah. Fall back, little homie, on dissing Drake. You can feel how you want to feel.
Okay. Just
leave the personal public.
And what about Drake?
Drake, I'll tell him to fall back for you. We won't have this issue again. Off the strength of me. That's why I think the conversation that was had. Yeah, I really didn't leak your shit out. He did. He said how he did on Joe Budden. I promise you I didn't. Blah, blah, blah. Go look at 40. White man got in some black pussy and started talking. That's what I think. What do y'all think?
I think that's part of it. That's the gist of it. But I think they're going to have to steer clear of each other. Steer clear of interviews, that like messy podcast. Like if Kanye is on the Drink Champs after, it's, you know, Nori. And they ask hey, what's up with pushing Drake now? Hey, get a shot.
He know how to talk. He know how to avoid it.
Not if he drunk.
Well, you know what? That's what come with the beef then.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We all said that we think that this is just a pause on the beef. Oh, we don't think that this is...
It's just a press pause.
Yeah, it's just a pause. You know, Larry Hoover... I mean, not Larry Hoover, but... what's my nigga name?
Meech.
No. Oh, Jay Prince.
Jay Prince put them in the big t-shirt and made them hug it out for 30 minutes. And he said, hey, y'all gonna shut the fuck up for my friend. I'm trying to get him out of jail. So that's what they did. So, I think it's just a pause.
That nigga still don't got jail.
Maybe if we start seeing music by them, then maybe it's real. We'll see.
But Drake got an album coming by the end of first quarter next year.
Keep saying that, and I don't agree.
He's been consistent with that tape.
By the end of quarter, first quarter next year.
I think he'll drop Kanye next will be year, on not that close, though.
I don't think about it. End of March.
But really third quarter to first year, quarter? Don't. Maybe a mixtape?
He dropped Dark Limos. All right, let me ask you a question.
He dropped once a
he
year.
He pulled his does Grammy that, shit does, out. He don't like this album. That, he don't give a fuck about this album.
Does them three songs count as an album or no?
What three songs?
An EP,
man. Yeah, Scary Hours. The EP. EP. Would that count?
Are you talking about her daughter?
I think that was just something he did to just keep hype for the album.
But he dropped Dark Sky.
But Drake dropped once a year. I don't see that nigga dropping that.
I don't think he's going to drop that early. I can see him dropping springtime, around summertime. Like, you know, Drake vibe, summertime. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a ting to me. Like, he's going to be goddamn the party vibe. A ting to me. He gonna be a team, you know what I mean?
R.P. a team.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that.
Hey, yo.
Bro, don't make this sad.
Hey,
bro.
Remember what y'all just said? Hey, remind me to tell y'all something off camera. All
right, so.
I already forgot, though.
NBA YoungBoy.
It's not about him.
NBA YoungBoy. Yeah. He said it on Academics Podcast originally. I don't think people took it seriously, but he said, you know, I be feeling good like I want. You know, I've asked my girl to go get mascara and all that kind of stuff. Cause I like painting my face, like, you know, I be feeling like a rock star, like Marilyn Manson and shit. So lately he's been putting out pictures of him looking like damn, like the Joker or some shit. What do we think about this? Like, what do y'all think is the end goal? Do y'all think he's just bored at home? Do y'all think that he's being counterproductive to his image? Like, what is this?
I'm old enough to remember when that rock star lifestyle swag was popping up. Niggas was painting their nails black, talking about some damn rock star.
Yeah.
And then painting their nails different colors and shit like that. So it was like, it's influence, bro. The niggas a millionaire.
I remember street one, niggas doing that
shit. Yeah, he's one of the biggest influences. Like,
that nigga got a big ass fan base.
You think he's impressionable, bro. Like, if he say it go, and you going to look up, you see these kids doing it go.
Him and Playboi Carti got the biggest fan base, and they love
what it. I think about it. That shit crazy, man. What you
it
doing?
Is. It is. It's very crazy.
I wish one of y'all niggas would.
Bored, bro.
I'm on y'all head. Y'all paint y'all goddamn nails and put some makeup on and shit.
But am I surprised by him doing it? Nah.
I'm very surprised.
I'm very surprised by him doing it. Because he comes off like a traditional street nigga.
He come off like one of them traditional ass street niggas that I'll blow your fucking head off if you look at me wrong.
No, that nigga blow your fucking head off with his nails painted. I ain't never got that vibe from him.
Now I will say he said
that pop a pill.
I remember he did say
might pop a pill and do some crazy shit.
I would never thought I'd see him put makeup on.
Lifestyle as famous as he is,
but he don't even gotta do that, bro. The nigga already got a big ass family without painting his nails and putting that makeup on.
He's not doing it for nobody but himself. This ain't
following a trend. I think he's just doing it for himself. Like, niggas be bored. That rich, that trendsetter.
He's in Utah by himself.
You know they gonna start saying, yeah, he a clone, this, that, and third. You know how that shit go, bro. Young boy out here looking real young girlish with that shit.
NBA young girl.
NBA young trans.
He got mascara.
Shit, nigga got Baton Rouge looking crazy.
NBA young trans. Oh, shit.
All right, so... Last topic. So, the Lakers are 13-13.
Damn, how we end up?
Should we not talk about these niggas?
We gotta talk about them. The Lakers are 13-13, and you know we seen Charles Barkley. He came out and said, you know, for the first month it was Russell Westbrook fault. Second month, Frank Vogel fault. He said, but I think that it's AD's fault. He said, I think that
who said this?
Charles Barkley.
All these bullshit threes he's shooting.
He said he's old geezers.
Yeah, he said all these old geezers.
I think it's AD's fault.
Because he hear him, they firing Frank Vogel, so he's like, nah.
He said AD. He's a good coach. He shouldn't be fired. He said, AD, you're supposed to be the franchise player. LeBron is basically, he's saying LeBron is in his 19th year. He's relying on you to goddamn take that step to be that guy, and you haven't been that. Do y'all agree? Is he facts or is it cap? And
facts.
What do y'all think about the situation?
Facts, bro. This nigga not playing his role. He's a fucking center, right?
And Davis out here look like a shooting guard.
He should be a power forward and center, but he hates playing center.
He look like a shooting guard right now. Nigga ain't never in the paint.
No, he's shooting 18% from 3-point. He's shooting 18% from three.
That's the thing. He looked like a shooting guard because he always standing his big, goofy, long eyebrow ass at the 3-point line. He need to be in the paint, bro. Like, in New Orleans, nigga wasn't taking that many threes.
He was doing more mid-range.
Mid-range, fucking in the paint. That's it. I mean, I know he was New Orleans at that time because they had a bunch of scores. But at the same time, nigga got to L.A. and nigga taking the backseat to LeBron.
Nigga, I seen a tweet that went viral. They said this nigga is 28 and he looks 34.
Right.
Respectfully.
Right. No, this nigga's like, fuck, I've been injured all my whole career in New Orleans. So I'm going to come to L.A. I'm going to do the less as possible to not be injured.
He went hard the first year.
First year he went hard.
We ain't seen him go hard since.
He got his ring.
He got a ring and he chilling out.
That's not how it's supposed to go.
He said, what else I got to prove?
You should want
more. A lot.
You should want more, bro.
He's supposed to have legacy.
He really out here looking.
He not a legacy at.
Well, then he deserves all the criticism he's getting there.
And I agree.
That's not what the best players do. You know what I'm saying? The best players care about
that. He's supposed to be on the NBA Joker level.
Right, he's supposed to be up to that. Like, bro, he's really dropping.
He's a tier below them.
Really lead a team by yourself to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, now you got Russell Westbrook with you. You got the best 3-point shooter ever, Melo. Like, come on, like,
wait. What you saying?
What? Next topic.
He said the best 3-point shooter, Carmelo. Like that
skull a little bit too tight, boy.
Like that light skinned man might not break that. They playing tonight. Like he might not hit 10 threes tonight, my boy.
Hey, boy, go ahead
and pass that record.
Loosen that skull up a little bit and redefine them glasses, boy.
Slap that nigga over the head.
Yeah, redefine the glasses.
Redefine
the nigga got on a Jets hoodie, bro. That's all we need to say.
That's all we need to say.
Such a goddamn.
We played on Sunday, bro. I'm a little nervous.
Hey man, who y'all play? Who y'all play this week?
The Jets.
Hey, nigga, if y'all lose to them niggas.
Hey, bro, we lose to the Jets, bro. Go ahead and can this season, all these injuries we got, boy. Then
now
they
you
had,
go ahead and can it now,
can
but
them up. Boy, y'all barely beat us.
What you mean?
Y'all don't even look good.
Y'all gonna play Washington twice.
But hey, they don't even look good against our depleted ass team, bro. He got the game.
I thought you had a Washington hat for a second, but I'm about to be like,
I'm about to wait till the goddamn playoffs.
Boy, y'all don't even look good against us.
All right, man. It's time for that. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
Blood
on your jacket, nigga.
What's
we got
yellow
ass boy. Let's let little pissy body get out of here. God damn, man.
I gotta.
This nigga's supposed to be a guest on the show. He keep getting up.
That nigga that took my role.
Fuck wrong with this nigga, man.
Pussy.
Damn, nigga.
All right, man. Y'all ready?
Hey, son. Go ahead, just read, bro. Do your thing.
All right, man.
Yeah, the show must go on.
Lisa and Jarrell. Y'all hear it? Lisa and Jarrell. Hey, those are some good names. Y'all be on my ass about these names. That's cool, right?
I'm good with it.
All right. So Lisa and Jarrell are taking their 2-month relationship to the next level tonight. She finally lets Jarrell hit and spend the night. Oh, shit. So after a good sex session, Lisa puts on a big t-shirt and some panties to go to bed. Jarrell comes to bed with a big t-shirt and some tidy whities. She is disgusted. She is disgusted. She feels like Jarrell is in the closet.
Wait, hold on. He put on what? Bruh.
I'm about to restart. Hold on.
I need to know, like, where is this inspired from?
Winnie the Pooh, my nigga. Winnie the Pooh.
Did you say a big t-shirt and some tidy whities?
I'm about to restart this.
All right. He put on a big t-shirt, tidy
whities. T-shirt and my panties on. So Lisa and Jarrell.
T-shirt, my panties.
Lisa and Jarrell.
Hold on. Let him sit
right there. Yeah, let Peabody come here. He got to hear this.
Peabody.
All right. So Lisa and Jarrell are taking their 2-month relationship to the next level tonight. She finally let Jarrell hit and spend the night.
Can I pause right there?
He waited 2 months to hit the pussy.
After a good sex session, Lisa puts a big t-shirt on and some panties to go to bed.
Are there some big panties?
Just some panties, bro. Jarrell comes to bed with a big t-shirt and some tidy whities. She is disgusted. She feels like Jarrell is in the closet. Is that a fair assessment?
It's not, but what nigga you know still wearing drawers? Let's be real, bro. Niggas really out here wearing drawers.
So, but it's cool for him to wear drawers, you saying? Like, it's not gay.
It's not gay.
It's not gay. I wouldn't give a lot of gay vibes.
I ain't get it with draws. But at the same, that's tidy whitest. Draws.
Tidy whitest.
That's draws, bro.
What is that accent?
Like, let's be real, bro.
Draws and tidy whities? It ain't gay. Draws.
No, it's not gay.
Tidy whities. And a big t-shirt.
Oversized t-shirt.
That's not ghetto wear draw, but at the same time, niggas still out here wearing drawers.
He look, but
it's
like
not even about
he
the
came
draw.
To bed it's looking like Winnie the Pooh. He came to bed looking like Winnie the Pooh.
Nigga, she went to sleep in her sleep shirt. He went to sleep in his sleep shirt.
I think it's irresponsible for her to say he's gay.
Yeah, that's her. Especially if he's just dicked her down. What's gay about
it? Yeah, but.
Oh, whoa.
Right, he dicked her
down. That nigga's probably dicking some hoe down too, man.
And if I gonna dick Tyrone down right after.
But. Maybe the aesthetics just she can't do it.
Don't do this no more.
So like, that could be a simple, hey. Hey, I'm going to upgrade you. That's what you got. You got me now. Let me upgrade you.
Nigga, take your shirt off.
Right. You want to sleep in just drawers? You want to sleep in just drawers? That's cool.
Put a beat on, nigga.
So
does that make
the
it better?
The shirt is worth it. Why?
No, just take your shirt off.
Say, nigga,
you know, I don't like shirt. She probably could deal with nigga wearing tiny whiteies.
I think the whiteies is the worst
combination.
Bro, put a beat on.
The combination.
It's like, no, we
got
to make a fall.
Like, you got the cheeks hanging out the tiny whiteies.
He got on the Power Rangers.
Okay, so it's a t-shirt or some boxers.
Nigga, did you say his cheek hanging out the tiny whiteies?
He got the cheeks hanging
out. You know you got a stain on that shit.
He got the boy shorts on.
You know you got a stain on there.
At that point, bro, just go ahead and just sleep nigga and put a beat on, bro. She gonna flame me anyway.
But gay, nah. I think, is a little too far. But, too
much. No, like, he didn't even explain himself.
He could explain himself, but if
like,
he's just dicked it out.
Why he on this big-ass shirt?
If he's just dicked it out, just shut up and go to sleep. Don't worry about the fuck I got on. Shit. I got you, mom.
Chris, what do you think? T-shirt and my panties on.
It ain't gay, but there's no way out of that scenario. If he came out with just a white shirt on, it's still a little suspect. If he came out just tidy whities, it's a little less suspect.
You like a pedophile.
Hey, bro.
Now, the question is, does this nigga have on the long socks or the short socks?
What does that even mean?
No socks.
Oh, yeah, then you gotta be questioning.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I go to bed with no socks on. Y'all niggas sleep with socks on?
I wear them.
I ain't gonna lie, my socks might be halfway
on. I start with them on,
and then I take them off.
In bed. Listen,
bro, I don't put no socks on in the house, nigga. I'm sleeping in the bed with no socks.
You
on.
Got some goddamn snatchers, too.
I'm one of them type of niggas, bro.
Can't even have a 1,000 count.
I'd rather be cold in the house than hot. Socks make me hot, so I'm taking them bitches out.
I can't sleep with no socks on.
But,
hey, bro, it can't be fucking up the 1,000 count sheets, bro.
Them things on chain sheet. They were trying to get out the...
Put them sheets, nigga.
That shit's ripped through them motherfucking
long ass toes. Shit. Bitches through them wide, yo.
They probably smell like jambalaya.
God damn.
All right, so next question.
Talons.
All right. Cutting sticky.
Sticky.
Iggy Iggy.
Cutting Sticky and Lil Daryl are best friends.
That sounds like a fucked up combination already.
One day Sticky is at Daryl's crib and Daryl's mom slips Sticky a note saying, come back around here around 9 so I can fuck your brains out. Ooh. Make sure you ditch my son.
Damn, ooh. Nigga, why you writing about me?
Sticky is going to respectfully decline the offer.
Who saved this little Daryl on your phone?
But should he tell Daryl about his mom?
The mama look good?
No, nigga. Should he I don't know. Shit.
I mean, if the mama
that depends.
Good, if the mama look good, I ain't saying
nothing. Beauty in the eye of the beholder, my nigga.
Well, the eye of my beholder, the mama look good, I ain't saying nothing. Sorry, little sticky.
Why are you not saying that? Because you plan on going back around there fucking?
Your dad Skippy sticky.
Skippy.
Y'all ain't shit.
But I say so, he declined. I say he declined. No, you're missing the point.
All right, so if he declined
basically,
I still,
just like a principal, he's saying like, nah, I'm not fucking with her. But should he tell his friend or should he just keep it to himself?
A lot of friends can't accept
he has
shit
the
like
proof.
That.
He has the note.
No, but you then he's not going to be able to accept that shit.
I don't kiss and tell, so I'm keeping it to myself.
And you ain't do shit as long as nothing happened. There's like, all right, you dodged the bullet. You was a real friend. You didn't fuck your homeboy.
So let me ask you something, bro. Is he gonna understand your point?
It's embarrassing.
You would want to know.
You want to know your mom?
You want to?
Right. Fuck your friend.
I probably would want to know.
I don't know.
So now you're going to make a big ordeal about this shit.
It's not a big... I'm not mad at you. I can be mad at my mom. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't even want to start a problem.
The only way you can be mad at me is if I fucked her.
I don't even want to start a problem.
No, I'm going to be mad if you don't tell me. Because I'll probably tell you like, hey, nigga.
Don't wear them tidy whites.
It's a difference. I'm saying, let's say that we're saying it.
So you think your mama gonna tell you that you think your mama gonna tell you that you your mama wanna fuck?
No, she wanna fuck my friend. She's obviously not. She said to ditch me, nigga, in the note.
Right. So you think
he tell you he ain't do it, but you see tidy whities and your mama gonna be bad, bro.
You see that ain't your draw.
And you know your homeboy wear tidy whities
and a big ass shirt.
Right.
He ain't wearing tall tees in high school.
All I know is I'm be like, Danny, you could have told me because I'd have told you. That's just how I'm going. Now, if you didn't tell me, I'm not going to just be mad at you forever. I'm not going to be mad at you where I'm not fucking with you. I'd be more mad at my mom.
Look, bro, I ain't want no conflicts.
But I'm not going to, like, ditch my mom. I'm going to be like, hey, listen. I'm not fucking with you right now.
That's a sticky situation, though.
I'm cool off you right now.
It's a real sticky-ass situation, though, because when you start...
My mama's my mama.
I get that, but when you start involving family and then it's like...
Mama's got to have a life, too.
Yeah, just not with my friends, not with my partner.
Shout out to the mamas out of here.
Okay. So, damn. Hold on, last one. Let me
toxic.
Pull it up. Let me pull it up.
That's beyond toxic.
All right, y'all. So we got a versus, but it's Carrie and Kiara. So I'm going to label Carrie's stats, and I'm going to label Kiara's stats. And y'all tell me who y'all will pick. So we got Carrie, right? Mm-hmm. Carrie's 31 years old, no kids. Lawyer, she makes $100K a year. She doesn't suck penis. She doesn't care about your money. Her family doesn't like you. And she calls herself an alpha female, right? Then we got Kiara, 25, two kids. She's on OnlyFans making $10K a month. So what's that, $120,000 a year, right? Mm. Amazing sex. Believes that the man pays all the bills. No 50-50. Her kids love you and she's submissive. Who are y'all taking?
Nigga, you got me at Carrie the last one.
Or Kiara.
You got me at the last... What's the last quality in the second one?
Kiara?
Yeah.
She's submissive.
So we going with her.
I'm going to be real. I like number one.
You going with her, right?
I like number one, right? Wait, let me stop. I like number one, but I might cheat on number one with number two. I like my dick smoked like a brisket. So, you know what I'm saying? So, number one, I'm going to go number two. Get my dick smoked. You feel me?
Okay.
Nigga, I don't care about the bread. She got her.
I don't care about that money,
as long as I'm saying, if I got more than that 120, whatever she making a year, fuck the bread.
I'm going to make my own money.
You submissive?
Fuck that bread.
Bro, you know how far we can go being submissive? Right.
She needs to submit to
submissive
baby
is not important to you.
She needs to submit to
out of all that shit that we just heard, submissive is that much important to you. Oh, that sounds like an ego thing.
She needs to submit
I'm
to
just asking.
Bills.
Go ahead, bro. Out of all that shit.
Nah, that's person. Not the main thing, but that that's right there was a big
Cause Adi, what you think? What you think?
Tell the truth.
Well,
can I phone a friend?
Yeah, go ahead.
Phone.
Shit.
Adi, number one.
Number one? That's you. So number one is an alpha female. What's an alpha female?
Somebody you don't want. It sounds like she just want to run shit. She want to tell you what to do.
That's passive. So it's like the opposite of submissive.
Yes, the opposite of submissive.
Okay. She's a lawyer. Her family don't like you.
She's
31. She got no kids.
She don't suck penis.
That's what, right though.
She don't suck penis is what automatically threw out the door.
But she don't care about your money. So she willing to take care of you.
On a drunk night?
She doing a drunk night?
She probably might tell you. She probably might remind you that she's taking care of you all the time.
He phoning a friend. I got. You need one more. What scenario?
I'm gonna just say this.
I don't know, bro.
That's, I fucked with number one. She's very close, but I think I might just take number two, bro. I ain't gonna lie. First of all, I'm gonna just say this. You don't suck no dick.
Two got two kids.
You don't suck no dick, and your family don't like me, and you're an alpha female. That's like three of them that I don't like. As far as Kiera, okay, you got two kids. I'm 31, so I expect a woman to come with kids if that was the case, right?
That is, right?
Right. Now, OnlyFans ain't forever, but you basically making $20,000 more than Carrie. Yo, sex amazing. Okay, I'm going to pay them bills because you breaking me off with that ass whenever I want. Your kids love me, and you submissive. It's only like two that I don't like from her, three I don't like from Carrie.
You pay the bills and she got her own spending money, nigga. We good.
I know them two kids might take number one. You're breaking up.
Hey, they take number one. Trust to me.
I don't give a damn about the family now, like.
I mean,
number one not bad. It's just that.
No head problem?
It's not that bad. I'm just going from the system.
You said what?
It's head less. Problem?
We can get around that. I've heard many girls say that.
Say what?
Say what?
You ain't getting paid. I don't hurt, man.
Yeah, a lot of women say they don't get head. But
at 31, she ain't giving head, though.
That's too old to not be giving head.
I don't hurt that.
What chick you know at 31 ain't sucking no dick?
I mean, you believe what you want to believe until she ain't sucking no dick. So that's on y'all. You
brought every chick sucking dick.
10K a month?
All right, man. It's time that.
Hold on, I got one, bro.
Oh, you got a scenario? Come on.
Yeah, man, I got one for you.
Y'all got facts?
Shit, we can make them up.
Go ahead.
All right, I gotta make up some names. Give me a name, Chris.
Brandon.
Huh?
Just like said, Brandon.
That's the name.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Nah, give me another
Lil
name.
Lil John.
All right, Lil John and Tamika. They've been together for some years. Lil John got a kid. Lil John's baby mama asks, can they take a non-traditional family picture with them and their kid together in matching outfits?
Who, the baby daddy in?
Basically, baby daddy and baby mama. Tamika gets upset when she sees the pictures sitting in his car. He never tells her. She just happens to run across the non-traditional family photos of the...
What's non-traditional?
Because they ain't together. He like, with Tamika.
How do the pictures look like?
I'm just
like a family pic.
It's a family picture, but like it ain't family. But they ain't a family.
Okay.
Should Tamika be upset that he took a picture with his baby mama and his child, or should she just understand?
Both.
She should just understand.
I think both. I cause he find out that way. I think Lil Jon should either hide the picture so she don't see it. But if she gonna find out, you need to let her know. But after, if she's a little mad, whatever, then she get over it. But it's just the problem is more so she find out that way. Like, what the fuck? You taking pictures with? Like, it's just something simple like
that. Yeah, I think Lil Jon, you should have told her about it. You had to ask her, but you should have just told her. Look, I'm taking pictures. My if he was smart, he would have said my kids requested that we all took pictures together. We took the pictures, just that and that.
So and y'all think it's okay for exes? Let's just say you're in a...
I ain't saying I think it's okay.
No, I'm asking y'all, like, y'all think it's okay for exes that have kids together to take pictures when you're in a new, solid relationship? Meaning
it's not okay.
Professional pictures.
At the same time, but not. Yeah, because your current girlfriend, she gonna feel the type of way.
I don't think it's that wild, man.
That's very wild.
That's your child's parent, man.
Right, but that's so very
go
wild.
Get match your outfits and go sit and take professional pictures.
Let's be real.
Okay?
Ain't no current girlfriend.
If y'all are beefing, or like say y'all relationship obviously ain't there, then yeah, that'd be an issue. But if y'all are at a point where y'all communicate well, everything's communicated between you and your girlfriend, and y'all are adults, y'all have an agreement, then no.
I don't think it's that crazy.
Like, if my kids is asking for that, I'm gonna probably just do it for my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, it's just boundaries around that, bro. You can't do that.
It depends.
I don't think it's
that. What are the boundaries?
You can take pictures. Okay, you can take pictures with your kid.
If it's her boundaries, if it's your girlfriend saying, like, hey, listen, I'm not comfortable with that, I don't respect it.
But you said tell her.
I'm gonna be like this. You either got a decision to make. You either gonna respect her boundaries, or you're gonna be like, well, my kids, I put my kids first. So that's the situation you got on your hands.
So what are you doing?
Me personally, I would probably just tell my kids, hey, look,
I'm gonna take a picture with just y'all.
I can't do it because me and mommy are, I'll break it down. I'll tell them the truth. Like, me and mommy are on a tough road together. We're not together. So I'm sorry that that's what y'all want, but y'all can't get that. We're not together. It is what it is. And this is how we came to an agreement together, and that's that.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend, and I want to respect her. And I want you to respect your girlfriend.
Me and my baby mama cool, and my girlfriend cool with baby mama. The only reason I don't tell her is because I'm trying to hide it. So she better not see the photos. Just hide it.
Or she don't find
them. Just tell her.
This is what I think is acceptable. This is just me personally. We at your birthday party, your graduation, some type of a moment, and we all three take a picture. That's cool. But going to get matching shit just to go take a... family photo.
I say it gotta be some type of birthday, like, or cause I agree with you.
Like, it shouldn't be we going to take professional pictures together.
Just
like,
Christmas,
just to hang up
some shit on the wall. No, it gotta be a birthday.
That's sending the wrong message.
Cause there's a lot of moments that happen. In
I agree
the year
with you. I didn't think about it like that. I agree
that
with you.
That could happen. That's okay.
That's what I said. No,
needs to be something like graduation,
birthday,
something like that. But not just cause it's Tuesday.
Even if you in the band at school, you got your little instrument, you know, something to make it like, all right, this was just
this
a
is
moment.
My mother, this is my father.
Yeah.
All right, time for that. Facts and cap. Facts and cap. Facts and cap. Anybody got some facts?
Facts and cap. This is not necessarily a facts and cap, but it's more like a, you got to pick them. It's like a, this is an open-ended question and why. What is the best social media ever and why? We're going to start off with B-Homes. You know, you got your Black Planets. You got your MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Snapchat, Instagram. What is the best social media ever and why?
I got two.
Nah, I need one.
No, let me tell you the reason why.
Do one.
I need one, though.
Best?
The best. Like,
it depends on what point of your life you're in.
So what was the best in that point of your life?
MySpace.
Why is MySpace the best social media ever?
MySpace, it taught you how to code.
Mm.
MySpace, you could do a lot. You could really tell who your real niggas was. If
they had you on
eight,
your top
like,
eight.
You had to, yep. Like, there was a lot of shit you could do that... It was more thinking into it. Like, you had to put more thought into it. It
design
wasn't just
a page.
Yeah, like,
niggas really was coded.
Like, that right there is like you putting in work. You're not just going off some bullshit somebody gave you and putting it on the timeline.
So you feel like it's just the best because at that point it was the most.
It's a lot of shit. Like, and then
most you did to it.
And if they would have stayed with that same thing and kept it going, say if you could have had MySpace stories.
Mm.
Say you could have had. The 24-hour shit delete.
That's a story.
Yeah. Lira.
I agree with him. MySpace.
MySpace is the best.
Yeah, because Black Planet, nigga, at that time, nigga, Black Planet, I wasn't even old enough. I didn't give a fuck about Black Planet back then.
Mm.
You don't have a photo of Black Planet like me.
Huh? Yeah, you were 10 years old, fucking. But, Black Planet, MySpace, I agree with Brandon, though. MySpace, your top 8, 16, what have you. You know, your background, sending messages. All that shit, nigga. I went on type of nigga on MySpace back then, nigga. I was excited to see who was trying to be my friend with a friend request. So I like MySpace. I like MySpace better than anything. So.
Jeff.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm gonna say MySpace just because
Twitter.
One, like y'all said, I just like drama that came with it for one. So it's like, you know, you might you fucking with this girl, you fucking with that girl, they in the same top. Now they both asking why they not number one, why they not this. You know what I'm saying? I like the comment. I just like the innocence behind it too. Like when they, you know, if you used to come just stopping by to show your page some love. You know what I'm saying? You put that new Soulja Boy track on there.
Soulja Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Or you put that new don't act like you ain't fuck with Soulja Boy. Or you put that new track that what's happening?
One Chance.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just the type of track, you know, the new music. Yeah, like you put all the music on there.
She broke up.
So it's just like
that song.
Come on, man. Like you said. like you said, coding purposes. It's just MySpace. It's a time. It's a nostalgia thing about it. What you got,
MySpace was interesting,
but
Facebook was cool too because it was like MySpace plus. You had the relationship status.
Twitter, my second.
Twitter was different, bro.
Twitter. Instagram better than Twitter.
You know why I say Twitter?
Twitter was different, bro.
Twitter is the only one that actually evolved with like that generation. Because when Twitter first came out, remember we were tweeting like song lyrics or tweeting like just random bullshit. Like, you know, on Twitter, now look what we doing.
That's the only thing that's on Twitter.
Nigga, I looked up Nick Cannon the other day, and it was a bitch getting her dick, bitch sucking dick or some shit. I'm like, what the?
Hey, fuck? I ain't gonna lie. I had to mute that nigga because I got tired of seeing that nigga dick on my timeline for that day.
There's, I can't speak about it now, but at, like, there was nothing like an award show happening or NBA finals, and niggas go straight to Twitter to react. But the jokes that came on Twitter, like Twitter, made World Star Hip Hop. Out of it. You didn't need World Star no more.
But no, I'm gonna be real with you. The thing about Twitter, bro, Twitter break news before the actual fucking news.
Twitter break news. Like, you learn, bro.
MySpace was more popular.
Yeah, it was.
Twitter, bro. The drama, the snow day. There ain't no one day like the snow day was on Twitter, bro. I see
y'all
niggas
talking about old Twitter, bro.
I'm talking about Twitter, period. You talking Twitter, about MySpace is older than old. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but MySpace was just so much more beautiful.
I remember MySpace. I remember the end of MySpace.
MySpace
was trash. Like, everybody got a fall.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
If Twitter got some music on it on your page,
I'll take it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I tried logging into my MySpace account probably like a month ago, bro. MySpace looked completely different, bro.
Yeah, it's like, a whole new MySpace. It's not even MySpace.com no more.
That bitch just space, nigga. I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah, shit's over with.
Go with Twitter, man.
We got any more facts, Cap? One more? Anybody? No? Going once? Going twice?
Go ahead, Justin. You said you sound like you had one.
No, I didn't. That's why I asked.
Okay, we good.
Man. All right, man. We good. So, hey. We out of here, baby. Hey. Episode 73. Out. Yeah. Blah!